after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. For the wise men, the entire journey began with a star, a tiny little point of light in the sky. At least, we think that stars are tiny little things, but they are not. Each one of those little stars that we sing about, you know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, each one of them is actually a sun. Now, our sun is over 100 times the diameter of the Earth, and over 1 million Earths could fit inside of it. Those little stars that we see twinkling in our night sky are actually vast balls of intensely hot nuclear reactions that have temperatures of over 25 million degrees at their core. If we were to travel too close to one of those beautiful little dots of light in the sky, we would first be burnt to a crisp, and then we would be vaporized. We see them as points of light, little tiny points of light, only because we are so far away from them. And that's good to keep in mind as we contemplate with the wise men the star that led them to Jesus. The star that we think of as tiny is in fact far larger and far more intense than anything our experience has prepared us to imagine. Now, the first thing the wise men had to do in order to see the star was to look up. None of the priests or the teachers of the law in Jerusalem, and certainly not Herod and his people, none of them saw the star. A little bit odd, isn't it? You'd think it would have been right there in front of them, but none of them saw the star because their eyes were too focused on their books and their laws and their politics. They were too focused on these things of the world even to notice the sign of the new king's birth. The wise men were willing to look up, and they saw the star in the east that would lead them on their journey. We also must be willing to look up. We must be willing to look beyond our jobs and our books and our families and all the pressing cares of this world. We must be willing to clear our minds from those, even if it's only for a few moments or for an hour or so. We must be willing to clear our minds of all those worldly cares from time to time and lift our eyes and our minds up beyond all those cares of the world. Otherwise, like our four-footed friends, we will keep on focusing on the grass and the dirt in front of us, and we will never see those great wonders that the Lord has in store for us. Now, the wise men were willing to do something else, too, something that made them not merely smart, but wise. Once they had lifted up their eyes and seen the star, they were willing to follow where it led them. They were willing to leave behind their familiar surroundings and travel to a distant land, seeking the one who was born King of the Jews. And so they went on their journey, taking weeks, months, perhaps even a year or more, to reach a destination that they didn't even know where it was. We also, if we are to be wise and not just smart, the way we tend to think we are, we also must be willing to follow the star of spirit where it will lead. We must be willing to pick ourselves up and leave behind our old familiar attitudes and patterns of thinking and feeling. We must be willing to travel to a distant new land in spirit, in which we will think new thoughts, feel new feelings, and live renewed lives. We must be willing to relinquish our own control over our lives to this newborn king. We must be willing to follow that king instead of going to the place where we would prefer, there's lots of places we'd like to go, but instead of the places we would prefer to go, we must follow and go where the Lord is leading us. Of course, on the way, we need to consult the Bible and the teachings of the church. The wise men did not find the child on their own. Why didn't the star just lead them right there to Bethlehem, right there to the house where the child was? That's not how it happened. It almost seems as though they lost sight of the star along the way. Even the star did not lead them directly to Bethlehem, so to reach their destination, they had to consult with King Herod and the priests and the teachers in Jerusalem. And yet, in the end, it didn't matter whether those leaders were holy or corrupt. And we know pretty well historically that those leaders were generally quite corrupt. In the end, it doesn't matter also whether the church is run by a bunch of hypocrites and whether there are a whole lot of imperfect people in the church, because the church has a precious jewel. It has God's Word, and God's Word can give us the guidance that we need when we are seeking to follow that star, when we are seeking to follow it to its destination. What matters is the church has what we need to guide us the next steps on our way, those final steps on our journey, because it's the Word of God that gives us the detailed guidance that we need to focus our journey and get us pointed in the right direction once again. Renewed in this knowledge, the knowledge of who Jesus is and where he may be found, we can once again see the star of spiritual insight guiding us to the right place, not out there, but within us, where we can encounter the newborn Lord for ourselves. Because our meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ is not something that happens in church. It's something that happens in our hearts. With joy, the wise men saw the renewed and brightly gleaming star, and it led them right to the house where the child was. This was no ordinary earthly star, which could never have gone right over the place where the Lord lay. I don't know about you, but I've never managed to figure out exactly what a star is over. Those wise men were not seeing stars with their physical eyes. They had their spiritual eyes open to see a very special star that led them to the Lord. And we, too, can see that star guiding us to the Lord Jesus, if we are willing to lift our eyes to deeper things and journey from our usual attitudes and habits toward its light. And if we do, in time we will find not a tiny little star, but a vast and all-encompassing sun of righteousness rising in our spiritual east with healing in its wings. Amen.